Imagine a world where every elementary school had a garden that produced healthy food and gave children a chance to play in the dirt and watch things grow. So amazing. For Amy Maston, an elementary and middle school educator in LaPorte, Minnesota, just imagining was not enough.
My mom was a, we'll say, farm wife. She didn't just sit in the house and cook. She drove the tractor. She was the one hauling bales. She hauls loads to the granary. And so at a young age, we got to do the cooking and help out in the field and things like that. We were hired hands at times. And borrowed out to the neighbors, to every farm family that lived around us. We would get a phone call in the morning during the summer, and we'd go, oh, whose house are we working at now? And it'll be the neighbors.
Amy teaches eighth grade and has spearheaded a garden project for her school that has grown into a community-wide project. But we'll get to that. She grew up in a little town near Windom, Minnesota, near the Iowa border. Her first aspiration was to be a park ranger.
Graduated and went to Ely, and I was going to, you know, work in the woods, and it was very fun. And I have my degree in wilderness management and forestry and parks and recreation, and it was a hoot. I loved it, but it's very seasonal. My husband, now at the time we were dating, and he says, "What do you really want to do?" I said, "I really want to teach." So we both ended up going to Bemidji State. From there, we finished all of our degrees and then moved to Bemidji State, and he went for police work and I went for teaching.
Amy and her husband now have a small acreage outside of LaPorte where, naturally, she wanted to grow a garden.
My first tillage, probably for the first 2 years, I was pulling up chunks of highway because I could see the line, the yellow line, and I went, gosh, you know, we're eating stuff out of here. And so we really need to work on the soil. So we borrowed a bobcat and dug down about a foot. And there's a pile of that top foot. And then we brought in dirt. And we have a friend who has cattle. So every year he's bringing me compost and manure. Mm-hmm. Want more this year? Want more this year? Yes, bring it on over. And so I'm just pulling in as much as I can. And now I've got a good loose layer on the top. So
I find it so interesting how many lines can converge to create our reality. For Amy, gardening and teaching came together and animated her goal.
I wasn't prepared for the fact that kids out in the woods here didn't know where their food came from. And it kind of blew my mind. It was like a culture shock to me. But it's kind of a food desert in LaPorte. Those are kids who, they don't have access to the big supermarkets. There's the basics, but they didn't know what an avocado was. They didn't know how broccoli grew and things like that. And it just blew my mind. I'm like, you guys grow stuff at home, don't you? Well, no, we don't have a garden. We don't have a space for it. Okay, so we need to do something about this.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Amy Maston, a teacher in LaPorte, Minnesota, who loves to garden. Amy decided to plant a garden somewhere on the school grounds.
I think probably my first or second year, I looked at a space in our school. And as you go out to the, they have a nice play set for the kids out there, but there's this piece of grass. It was just the weirdest space. And we played tag out there and stuff, but it's just kind of an ugly little rectangle that nobody did anything with. And I thought, why aren't we growing things here? So I said, hey, I want to do this. And they said, nope, we can't do that. And so ever since then, I've been kind of slowly pushing my way to it. And you get that right group of people, you know, on staff and the school board, people who will follow. I'm like that crazy person dancing on the hill, and you need that second person to come dance with you. And then once everyone's doing it, then it's cool and we're all dancing, right?
I love that image of a crazy person dancing on a hill. Maybe more of us need to be that person. For Amy, it was a preschool teacher who came to dance with her.
AJ Dombeck has been phenomenal. He's our preschool teacher. I think he's that cool guy. He's amazing. So he said, yeah, let's do this. So we got a small group together and just started straw bale gardening the first year. We didn't have any money, so it was, all right, we're going to get some donations from the greenhouse I worked at the time. And the locals, I got 20 straw bales from a neighbor. She had them around her house and said, yeah, take them. And they were in great condition yet. And the kids loved it. It was amazing. We got our first, it was 2015. So that fall, we had green beans and tomatoes. And that wasn't much, but it was enough green beans that they were able to eat it on the school lunch line. We have that perfect mix of people right now. I would stand in the line and go, the green beans on the line today, you guys grew those. Those are your green beans. Really? They were eating them like two hands, you know, eating these green beans. I've never seen kids eat like that. And I said, this is what's missing.
From those first snap beans and a few tomatoes, the project grew.
And after that, we kind of went to raised beds. And let's see, that was the next year we got the construction trades class. They built us raised beds. And then we had community members come in and build the rest. And we're all of a sudden up to, like, 2 years later here. I think it's 2.5 years. And we're up to 26 or 28 raised beds and an outdoor classroom. And it's just amazing. There's a tool shed. The community uses some of the beds and they rent them. They give us $20, and then when they clean up, they get their $20 back. It's been a good community building thing. I think there's a lot more to be done, but I think that community portion is really important in a, not necessarily a school garden, but it needs to be the communities, because that school is the community in LaPorte.
Perhaps the most important piece in the mix of all this is the kids. What does gardening do for the kids?
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. There's just so much that's happened from your special needs students who need a place to calm down. Go out in the garden for 10 minutes. Can you be angry anymore? Not really. I mean, they're digging in the dirt and they're looking at everything that's growing in there and smelling the flowers and all the different herbs that we have in there. It's hard to be an angry person after that. We have kids who have never seen how things are growing, and I watch them go, "What is this?" I said, that's Brussels sprouts. That's what it looks like? Yep, that's where it comes from.
We should never underestimate the power of one. This past year, Amy was named Ag Teacher of the Year in Minnesota for her efforts.
I didn't intend for it to be that. It just kind of keeps growing. And at this point, we're looking at a greenhouse. If I can get the school to agree, we would like to see a greenhouse on campus, because now I'm middle school science, and so I've got the elementary teachers who are really excited about this, and now I've got high school teachers who want to be part of it, and I think that we could use a greenhouse and produce enough salad stuff for the salad bar year-round. I think that'd be amazing to be able to do that.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.